It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tonga Valoa. Quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The owners' meetings or the NFL meetings are going on right now at the Breakers in Palm Beach. The rich love the Palm Beach; they really do. They love being at a place where we can hobnob, have some exquisite appetizers, some hors d'oeuvres.
I was in your area recently, and I thought, why doesn't this guy take the Bright Line more?
Really?
It was a pleasant experience, minus one very unfortunate fatal hiccup. But
just doing what the Bright Line does?
Just doing what the Bright Line does. But other than that, I was like, man, you can take this right to the Heat game. Pretty relaxing. You can post while you're on the way over there.
I've thought about that. The thing is, I don't think you're saving that much. I mean, other than the frustration of traffic.
That's really the only thing. In regards to the rich liking West Palm, I think it was like $42 for like a cold Cuban sandwich and like
I feel like a train's supposed to be $5. That's how I feel like a train should be. You know? It should be $5. It should be $5 to be on a train, and I feel like you should have a guy playing piano at the bar with a mustache. You know, he's just, you got any requests? You want some sarsaparilla?
Okay. What the hell's wrong with you?
So the owner meetings are going on right now. They had their little their photo of all the coaches. That always tickles everybody's fancy every single year. But the big story, of course, for the Miami Dolphins came yesterday because Tyreek Hill's tweeting. And, you know, that's what he does. That's what he does, Bam. He's out there and he's tweeting again. And, you know, look, is there a guy whose tweets you have to take less serious than Tyreek Hill? Probably not, because it's Tyreek Hill. You know, he's just out here and he goes, I'm bored today. Let me tweet. But some people had some tweets about him possibly being traded last night. And so he tweeted out, he comment tweeted on somebody asking, would you be open to trading Tyreek Hill? And he put a smiley face emoji. And then somebody was asked, who do you think is the most likely person of significance to get traded on draft night? And a reporter put, probably Tyreek Hill. And then Tyreek Hill puts out a peace emoji. And then minutes later, just puts out his own cheetah peace sign. And then we were just left into the night. And so, you know, you're just left with that. And you're like, all right, well, is he just laughing at the rumors? Is he actually saying goodbye? Is he saying peace out to this guy? You don't know, because it's Tyreek Hill. It's right. Just it's a mystery of trolling. And Mike McDaniel was asked about this today, and he says Tyreek Hill is known for whatever antics on social media, but he's confident that, this is from David Rose, if confident that if something was really need to be communicated, he would hear from Tyreek. He then said that the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill are fully planning to move forward this upcoming season, but noted things happen in the NFL. Things do happen. Now, Tyreek Hill then had one more tweet this morning. He was commenting on one of these rumor mill Twitter accounts and said, NFL rumors. Tyreek Hill reportedly would be okay if the Dolphins traded him to a playoff contender. And Cheetah put out, LOL, another false narrative. So he would not be okay if the Miami Dolphins traded him. But would the Dolphins be okay trading him? Find out at 11. So I don't know, man. Like, look, again, I think when it comes to Tyreek Hill, it could be everything and it could be nothing, because he's a troll. And I would probably lean towards he was bored on Twitter and it's nothing. But
with all the things that have happened, you can't just dismiss it.
Exactly, dude.
Right.
Well put. Well put. You can't just throw it away and be like, yeah, nothing. Because what if somebody does? What if somebody's looking around and like, you know, we could get a little run at a cheetah. And the Dolphins are offered something that they're just like, we can get rid of Cheetah. I don't know. I don't know. My guess is he'll be a Dolphin. But I felt, I guess what this did for me was I felt like all of it was really done as far as the noise is concerned. And then you just realize, well, it's Tyreek Hill. The noise is never done with him.
Right. Exactly.
It's never done with him.
Never.
So when this gets,
if it gets too quiet to the point where everybody's worried about what the hell's going on, then something happens.
And then he had the old picture yesterday. I saw Drew Rosenhaus on the phone yesterday at the owner's meetings. I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, well, maybe what's he talking about? And then maybe, you know, maybe at the Krebs stand. What do you think? Do they have Krebs over there? What do you think that they serve at the owner's
Absolutely. Meetings?
There's a Krebs stand. Right? Somebody with a fancy hat is serving Krebs.
Not that. Yeah.
Got to get them fresh. Got to get them fresh.
I think they're just having, like, bagels and donuts.
Really?
Because everybody's eating at the fancy restaurants in Palm Beach.
You think that you don't think that they have like an omelet stand? I gotta figure there's an omelet stand.
They're billionaires, Leroy. They probably don't even know what a donut is.
They got people cooking for them.
They gotta decide. You can't decide whether or not you're gonna outlaw the tush push on an empty stomach.
Yeah. You need caviar.
You know who looks like he can be tricked?
Who's that?
Who?
That new Jags coach.
Really?
He looks like he can get guys. Like, I feel like McDaniel and Greer are like, man, nobody wants to talk about Tyreek Hill.
Oh,
there's Liam. Let's go look at him. Let's see if we can fleece him into a deal.
Hey, Liam. Duval.
Hey, guys.
Hey. There's a clear reason why Liam Eikenberg is still a Dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
he probably kicked the tires on Duvall. Right? So
your name, Liam. I'm Liam. Let's be coaching player buddies. He goes, I think I'm going to go back to the Dolphins on a minimum.
I'd rather be bullied by the Dolphins.
I'd rather be bullied by their fan base than play for you, you weirdo.
There's only one fan. There's only one fan that bullies Liam Eikenberg.
Me? Hey, listen, maybe he becomes the next Sirianni, right? Like he had a terrible intro press conference, and maybe the guy ends up being a champion.
I don't know. Jacksonville kind of.
You're right.
Trevor Lawrence. They have players, right? In name, there's a lot of them we haven't seen, like, really, you know, play to it. They gave a quarterback a boatload of money, and do we know if he's a quarterback?
Oh, I know he's not. He's wildly overrated.
Really?
The only reason people have stuck with him this long is the hair. It is.
Really?
It is. Well, how many coaches is he going to get fired in his career?
So, my question to you is, would you have been mad if the Jaguars, and being a fan of the Jaguars, would you have been mad if they didn't pick him?
Because I'm not a fan of the Jaguars. I'm not a fan of the Jaguars. My Jags era ended a long time ago. It ended about the time they paid Blake Bortles instead of Jalen Ramsey. And now I have Jalen Ramsey here. And then I have Calais Campbell, my two favorite Jags from my last year of the Jags era. Second of all, they hired Urban Meyer, which, I mean, you want to talk about a death knell. I mean, I'm out when you hire that bum. So my Jags era ended a long time ago, Leroy.
Okay.
But so, I've told you for the longest time, I think Trevor Lawrence is wildly overrated and I never understood.
But if they felt that way, and here's where I'm getting at. There's so many teams that may feel a certain way about a player, but because of the circumstances and fan base or whatever, they draft that guy. Mm-hmm. So what if everybody in the Jaguars organization would have come to the conclusion, Trevor Lawrence isn't that guy. We're going to trade. We're not going to pick him. Would fans have been absolutely gone bonkers because they didn't take a kid that supposedly a can't miss?
Probably, because then what are you doing?
Because now it's going on with Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. Because they've said before this started that they wouldn't have been first round picks if some of the other drafts were present.
That's true. That's what they've said.
And so
Trevor Lawrence isn't like that. Like Trevor Lawrence won the national championship as a freshman. Everybody said he could have missed.
Right. But again, if you see something and you say, no, I'm not, because like teams like the Browns, teams like New York, teams like Tennessee, if they don't pick a quarterback, is their fan base going to lose their mind?
Cleveland's?
Yeah.
I don't, you tell me, dude.
I don't know. See, I.
It seems like the Cam Ward thing's over. It feels like he's going number one. No one's straight up. Right. It feels like the Titans are smitten with him, which they should be.
They should be. But I'm just saying that there's been a lot of times where guys have – this isn't a Patrick Mahomes situation where it almost seemed like they always wanted Patrick Mahomes and were going to do whatever they could to get him, right? This has the feel of, okay, we're on our fourth quarterback in the draft and we need a quarterback. Let's just get Jackson Dart. You see what I mean?
It could be – well, you guys have the second pick though, yeah?
The Browns have the second pick. And then you have Giants. Then you have other teams like, you know, Pittsburgh. Like, Jackson Dart was never going to be a first-round pick, but he's going to be a first-round pick this year. And we have a lot of that. Whereas,
happened with Bo Nix last year.
But Bo Nix can play.
Bo Nix can play, but a lot of people thought it was a reach.
Right. Okay. So that's what I mean. They felt strongly about Bo Nix. What if it's the other way? And the guy's rated higher than Bo Nix.
I don't know. I mean, you get bit in the ass by it too. Like it happened with Trey Lance, and it happened with Daniel Jones. Like those are complete reaches.
Well, for reasons no one can explain, they fell in absolute love with Trey Lance. But then I can go on to say that's how Buffalo felt about Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we all had questions then. He wasn't even the best quarterback in his conference.
I'm not even sure what we're debating here.
I get frustrated when teams feel they have to draft a guy that they might not even grade that high. And in the end, it ends up costing them. But when it comes to quarterback, if your team doesn't have a quarterback, your fan base wants you to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
And then we'll ridicule you and make fun of you if it doesn't work out and say they can't get it right.
No, what I'm going to ridicule and make fun of, though, was Mike Tomlin yesterday saying they believe in Mason Rudolph as QB1.
Oh, now that's hilarious. Let me tell you something. And that was just to negotiate. That was just to negotiate with Aaron Rodgers. You know, they're saying, yeah, whatevs. We're happy with Mason Rudolph.
We have Mason Rudolph. And Aaron Rodgers is like, okay, dude, listen, I'm high as a kite right now, but even I know that's not true.
Like, you ran him out of town once already. So, yeah, that's like, so, you know, I have a feeling Pittsburgh, if Aaron Rodgers does sign, Pittsburgh will sign a quarterback.
The word is Kirk Cousins. Like, that's their ripcord move. That's the word.
You know, when a quarterback who's not fleet of foot hurts a foot.
Mm-hmm. Now listen, don't laugh, dude, because I've heard plenty of Browns Kirk Cousins talk too.
No, you have.
I have. What do you mean? If he doesn't go, if they don't draft a quarterback, he's the guy everyone's going to go to. The Browns were
trying to trade for Dak Prescott.
Oh man, how much money are they allowed to spend?
That's what I'm thinking. and here's to the dumb writers and stuff. Say you keep doing it until you get it right. No, you don't.
Take a break here on the show. There was some other interesting comments from Mike McDaniel. I think one that Leroy is particularly going to like about his job status. That's next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Back from a nice little vacation.
Tonight, I don't want to let it go till I see the light.
Perfect. So I'm glad to hear you're humming back, Leroy. And I'm glad that we are going to be heading out Thursday, yes. Leroy. Tell them what we got coming out here, man.
Live, live. You know Liv is coming back to Miami. You know how we like to party. We love to golf. Liv Golf returns to Trump National throughout April 4th through 6th. And because of that, the Blue Monster, they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game, John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and more. All major championship winners, by the way. They've got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining Saturday night. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
There you go. We are looking forward. We'll be out there broadcasting live on Thursday.
I hope they have that nice same little patch of grass. Same room with some tasty breakfast, of course.
They did have good breakfast. They had very fancy juice dispensers there as well.
Oh, no, I don't get caught up in all that.
Well, all right. Just
yeah, I don't like pulp in orange juice.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm with you on that. I'm not a big pulp fan.
I don't want to drink my food. I did that. It's no fun. When I broke my jaw, I did that. Liquid diet for like 4 weeks.
Yeesh.
Yeah, right.
So the other stuff that's going on from the NFL meetings, Mike McDaniel, this is what he said
Before I listen to Mike, let me get my...
I'm just reading a quote. We're going to keep it short. I don't have the sound of this.
Okay, great.
I'm sure it took like 3 minutes to get to this point. But I saw on him being on the hot seat, Dave Veronis from the Sun Sentinel wrote, quote, "I want to be on the same hot seat that Nick Sirianni was on last year." Very cute quip.
Yeah, except, dude, that anger in which they went after Nick Sirianni early in the year, you don't want that smoke.
I don't know if he wants that smoke. I'm not sure.
You don't want that smoke. You have to be a borderline knucklehead to just dismiss all of what Nick Sirianni dismissed during the course of a year.
And right? Sirianni had already been to a Super Bowl beforehand as well. We're still, by my count,
it didn't matter. They still wanted to run him out of town.
I understand. Okay. But he is still at least like, you could understand from the Dolphins' perspective, you're sitting here and you're like, hey, still samesies. We still, you know, we're still waiting. And you're the one, and Mike McDaniel, you're the one changing your meeting times because it's been 24 years, so the meetings are which is an annoying thing. The meetings are starting 24 minutes after the hour. I guess it's 25 this year.
It's coach thing. You know why? Because remember, who was it? If meeting starts at 9 and you're not here at 8:55, you're late.
Did anybody ask Mike McDaniel about Tua partying his ass off? Because I saw him back on a boat with Baker Mayfield.
Man, what is going on with this guy, man?
You guys, stop it.
Off season. Who else is partying as hard as this guy?
Keep in mind, this coming from a person who, when you go on vacation, I tell you go on vacation.
Yeah.
So, like, this doesn't come from a place of just, you know, me snapping back against Tua. No, I believe that when you do something as strenuous and mentally draining as this sport, that your downtime should be your downtime.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna criticize. I'm not with how you choose to use your downtime. Long as it doesn't affect when football starts, your ass is ready to play.
He cannot have it all he wants. But I will say, I saw that Cab put out, and I just checked this on Twitter.
Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf had a throwing session over the weekend. They don't even work it together officially yet.
Mm.
You're getting outworked by Aaron Rodgers, dude? Come on.
Is he?
I don't know.
Yes. Is he getting outworked by Aaron Rodgers because they did a photo op?
Did they do a photo op? I don't know.
Yes. You know what? And you could ask Bernie this, right? Bernie would call and say, hey, let's go work out. Okay. The coach would call the week later. What are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Right? Like, you don't have to, like, if you have to put out there all you're doing to get ready, it's for people like Marcos who tend to think that if I see you having fun, you ain't working on football.
Yeah.
No. No, you can get up in the morning. I used to get up in the morning and run with the guys at Western High School, a lot of guys from the Dolphins. And we would go and run at 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, run out there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, right? Go home, take a shower, get some lunch, and I golf all day.
Mm.
Then everybody would say, I always see you on the golf course. Yeah? Like, I don't need to let you into what I'm doing so you feel satisfied about where I am in my career. The fact that you see Tua having a good time is, like, good. He's loosening up a little bit because years before that, he would, like, always have to come out and say what he's doing to get better.
But also, it was a point of last year. It was very much, oh, I'm working out, I'm getting slim.
Because he was trying to make everybody feel better.
Was he trying to make himself feel better?
It could be a little bit of both. Like, I'm not going to just totally say, like, sometimes you gotta put yourself through it or kind of maintain this ruse to make yourself feel like a better player. But then once you get comfortable and you understand what you need to do to get ready for each season, then you do that. Like, it shouldn't have any bearing on, like, what you do in the offseason should have no bearing on what people are going to say.
As long as
you're putting in the work to get ready for the season.
He needs to come back with a Ben Roethlisberger beer belly. That's what he needs. Safe, no, in the pocket, hey, no not mobility.
Tall,
hey,
not tall enough for all that. Right? I mean, he could also come back like Kung Fu Panda, whatever his name is.
Pablo Sandoval?
Yeah. Wait, he got to tuck his jersey. Like, we don't want that either. But please don't worry about what your athletes are doing this time of year. Like, you drive yourself crazy.
Too much. Right?
No, I mean,
like, just because you don't see video of him working out doesn't mean he's not working out, is all I'm saying.
I get, but I saw this picture of like Jalen Wright without his shirt on. I was like, my God, that looks like 2,000 yards. Now he may be a bum this year. I don't know.
He's not. And guess what? Let me also say this. And this should be evident in football more than anything. There's a couple of people I go to in basketball, but we don't want to risk, you know. I don't want to risk length.
Mm.
I would say in football, especially football,
mm-hmm,
body type does not translate into how good you are.
Mm.
Maybe, but maybe. I saw, like, did you
okay,
see?
Okay,
did
Jerome
you see?
Bettis.
Okay, the bus, but the bus was, you know, he was a moose. That's true. But then for every bus, there's a Ron Dane.
Mm.
Ron Heisman Trophy winner.
Not in the pros.
No. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Ooh. So, like, yeah, there's, oh, okay. And then there's somebody like Saquon Barkley.
Oh, dude.
Put together.
Hey, let me tell you who's put together. Froggy, did you see this Ashton Gentry's pro day?
Oh, my
God. No, I didn't.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now,
oh,
you, would you realize that dude only weighs around 200 pounds?
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He looks like a
you know what it is? Scatterboo.
He's 5'8", right? He's like,
yeah, Scatterboo. They're both like the same height.
Man.
Thick.
He's a beast though.
Hey, this guy can get third and one.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. Third and one here. has more to do with attitude and less to do with talent. Right.
I mean, this doesn't hurt, though. It doesn't hurt.
You got to have a certain level of talent to get into the league.
Yeah.
In any capacity. So I'm just going to dismiss whether he should be there. But in that situation, right, you got 20 of the 22 guys lined up inside the hash mark, and they turn around and hand you the ball and say, go get a yard. That it's a mentality.
Look. We need you to go say that to the team. I think Mike McDaniel needs to have you visit the facility first day of running back meetings, and it needs to and the O-line and be like, third and one is about attitude, not talent. I think it needs to be up on a wall.
Get a yard. That's it. It don't matter. I can show you videos of nobody being blocked. And I got to get a yard. And that's the mindset. You're there to do one job. Get a damn yard.
Take a break.
I can count on one hand the amount of times I got stopped on third and one or fourth and one.
Really?
And I remember them all.
They haunted you that much?
I felt like an epic failure.
Wow.
And one was in high school. That's how long ago. So when I tell you, it's an attitude, it is an attitude, and it's like your team is looking at you to get a damn yard.
You're alleging that your third, fourth, and one failures fit on one hand, and one of them was when you were in high school.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm gonna need you to talk to the team. Talk to the team. Stephen Ross, fellow Michigan Wolverine here. He's willing to help. I'm rendering your services.
It's something to be said about a certain mindset. For example, right? Everybody says the tush push we should get rid of it. It should be illegal. It shouldn't be able to do it. But when you see Philly run it, or when you see Buffalo run it, they run it with an unmatched attitude. Forget the actual play. Look at the players in which they go about running it, and then you'll understand why everybody can't do it.
Schmeathen says, this is Leroy's 4,038th tush push reference of the day. He's very upset about this tush push getting banned.
And it's like, you shouldn't be penalized because you can do something everybody else can't.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Leroy's game balls and game bums. That's next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room as Leroy hands out his game balls and game bums.
All right. So, my game ball goes to Minwoo Lee, who won the Texas, the Houston Open this weekend. And what makes it so special is not only is it his first win, not only he's Asian with an Australian accent, but he is the third in the history of golf to win a golf tournament, and his sister win a golf tournament also. At one time, Minjee Lee was number one in the world for a hot second.
How about that?
So they are the third pair of siblings to win on tour. So that's what makes it cool.
That is cool.
And if you pull up a picture of Minwoo Lee, I want you to imagine an Australian accent, and it throws you off.
Oh, this is the guy you're talking about?
Yes. Threw me off.
Did you do?
I got a warning. I got a heads up because I saw his sister had the Australian accent too. So, you see the picture, and I don't know what it is about that just throws you off. But, yeah, they're Australian. My own, though.
Nope. Game bum.
I mean, game bum.
Different bit.
It fits various. Dear FPO,
Oh.
I come home on Sunday.
Yeah.
I grab me some food. This week it was Chicken Kitchen. Mm. Loved it. Take a shower. Get ready to sit on my couch for a full day of napping and sports.
Oh, yeah.
I had it all lined up. A little early golf. Then watch a little basketball. Back to the golf. Then more basketball. Panthers. Just full slate of activities with me sitting on my ass.
Yep.
Right? The power went out for 5 minutes. Then came back on for 2 minutes. Then went out for 30 minutes. Then came back on for a minute and a half.
Mm.
Then went back off. We did this for 3 hours. Now, I get it. It was torrential rains. But if you're having these problems now, what are you going to do when it rains every day?
Your parts were doing bad. Like, I heard at the Panthers game, you could hear the thunder in the arena. It was yeah. Apparently by your parts, it was really, it was really bad.
It was first real thunderstorms we got all year.
Mm.
And it rained like 3 or 4 inches. But if we having problems with our electricity now, what are we going to do when rain season gets in? It rains every day or a hurricane comes through. So I don't want to see your pretty commercials with how much you're doing for energy. I don't want to see all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't you spend those resources in making sure we have power now?
Counterpoint. I want to thank the people at FPL for a lovely weekend at the Panthers game. Naming Diana Tobin, Florida Power and Lights, Florida Panthers Teacher of the Month. And what a lovely time we had.
Hey, and I know this could be a little, you know, but feelings are feelings.
Counterpoint.
Right? Counterpoint. And when you first told this story, I'm like, man. How's this going to affect my game bum?
How you feel. I don't know what to tell you. Different experiences.
I don't understand. Like, they closed, you know, this one little road that I have to get to my house. They spent like 2 months. All the roads were like closed because they were putting up the cement poles and got rid of the old wooden ones.
Yeah.
Right? The first rain of the year, everything goes into the crapper.
I don't know. I don't know how they game plan that one, man.
I'm like, you. I knew. He says, that never happens. Counterpoint, I was quite pleased with FPL.
It's like you feel a lot different about the things they have to overcome when they give you free sliders.
So how was the food in the...
Oh, it was tremendous.
Were you in your own like an FPL suite or were you in the Amaranth Vault?
No, I was in the FPL suite.
Oh, and they catered that? Wow.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of people there. Did they give you the whole suite?
They had like four people there. They had the FPL rep and she was lovely. And then they had some people from the educational board, like three other people.
Oh, okay.
And they were very nice. But for the most part, it was our party. And I had to tell Tommy to slow down on the fajitas because they had to give us. You got to save some for the rest, dude.
Hey, he's a typical dude, right? A man, once he finds something he likes, he can eat that forever.
Oh, he was right? He was tearing it up. I had some, I had that. I had some Funky Buddha, gloves off. I haven't had that in a while since we had Sean Thornton in studio. I was like, delicious. Some beer and hockey and an overtime winner.
Oh, yeah. Man,
Marshand.
Therefore, win.
I tell you about Marshand is tiny.
He is.
Like,
you can tell on skates he's tiny.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, just because let me tell you something. And I'm going to tell you, like, when you see that nostril, those nostrils, you're thinking big boy. Right? No.
He took one yesterday. He took a high stick, and I was like, oh, no. And my immediate thought was, but that thing looks like it's almost rubber with how many hits it's probably taken. It's like, bounces right back.
I can't bring my nose like that. It's too flat.
No. Yeah. No, you don't have the old Jovich.
I don't have the point.
Yep. Nope. It's got it all going.
Frogs don't have noses. Do they?
Yeah, I think they got like two.
They got nostrils.
Yeah, they got nostrils. No nose though, just nostril.
So, yep, that was it. That was it. I missed some really good stuff this weekend on Sunday. That Houston team was dominant. I mean, holy smokes. They were stifling. What Auburn did to Michigan State, same. We had a guy pull a Willis Reed, right? Locked out his knee. They couldn't tell whether it was his elbow or something. He locked it out. Mom and dad came down, went in the back, then came back like Willis Reed. But he was balling. I thought they had no chance if he wasn't playing. His name is Broom.
Yeah.
Baller.
That's that.
Baller. I think he finished, 25-13 or something?
Man. Take a break here on the show. When we come back, get you caught up with your headlines. Lots happening around all the teams down here in South Florida. We'll get you caught up with it as a busy weekend and week ahead. Back after this.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.